Hello, everyone. This is Debbie Weil, and this is our last office hours for Beta Author Boost. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the material in Module 5, which is how to launch and promote your ebook. And I'm going to mute those who are calling in just so we get a better recording, and then I will unmute you in just a few minutes. So, as you all probably know, if you just go on Amazon and Google, you know, Kindle or launch your book via Kindle or how to make $1 million with a Kindle ebook, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of books or do that via Google. And it is, frankly, it's just completely overwhelming. And it's not really kind of the kind of thing that I think most beta authors are interested in. I figure none of you are really thinking you're going to make $1 million with your ebook in 67 days or whatever it is. So what I did was just think about the elements of a launch and promotion strategy which would be particularly relevant to you all. And again, most of you are not terribly active on social media, so that's what I kept in mind. So I came up with sort of three words that basically, and it's overlapping ideas, that these are the three strategies that you really need to keep in mind. And they are, first, findability. Maybe that's a word I made up, but findability, which can people find your book online? The second is credibility. You know, is it doing that credibility boost, which is really the goal of your book? And the third is shareability. And, of course, that does relate to social media. And are you making it as easy as possible for people who have found your book to share the details, share the link, tell other people about it? So start with findability. And some of this is going to sound like I'm just saying the same thing over and over again, but that's because it's so important and yet seems to get skipped over by a lot of ebook authors because it's just a lot of trouble, basically. So the first thing is you have to have that killer title. And a killer title is one that obviously kind of sounds good. It sounds just right. But it's one that almost has literally the keyword phrase in it that someone would use if they were searching on Google to solve a business problem. So, you know, in Rob's case, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, but it might be dealing with problem boards. I don't know if that's really a good phrase or not, but at any rate, it's something you have to think about because that's how they're going to find online, if they don't know you, don't know anything about you, but they're looking for information for a solution on a problem that you're writing about. And Joanna's writing about pricing for B2B companies, pricing strategies, and I'd have to get some thought as to a phrase for that. But anyway, that's why the title is important. Now, your one-page book website is equally important because that's really where all these key phrases that are going to come up that you're using to describe your book and what's in it. And so when people Google on, if they have the exact title of your book and they put that title in and they put your name and they put Amazon, your Amazon page, the Amazon Kindle page, that's the actual place where people can buy your book, that will come up. But also your book website will come up. And as I talk about in Module 5, the reason it's important, and I'm hammering away at this, you know, have some kind of site, even if it's one page, is because when someone comes to your Amazon Kindle page and then they click away, you have no idea. You haven't captured them. You don't know anything about them. If they come to your book website or your author website, and it could be a page, and you dangle something in front of them that's seductive enough that they will give you their email, at least you've gotten something out of the interaction. You know that they're interested. So the idea is to make a connection with your readers and be able to keep track of that connection so that you can then email them. Or maybe on your book website it says, you know, it has a phone number, call me and, you know, we will schedule a free consultation. Or maybe there's a link that says, click here and look at my schedule, you know, like the scheduling software like I use, and sign up for a free consultation. You know, whatever it is. In other words, you can interact with your reader there. Something I didn't mention is on Amazon, and this is just a something you do when you're kind of signing up and organizing your book on Amazon. There's something called Amazon Author Central, and I won't dwell on that because it's basically a page where you go and you fill out your bio and you put the link to your ebook, you know, once it's in the Amazon system, and then it pops up and people can see the cover. So if you have multiple ebooks, it looks really cool because people can see multiple covers and your bio, and it also can pull in your blog if you have it. And again, it just looks good. By the way, I'm realizing as I'm talking that there's so much overlap here because that also is a credibility builder. But when they go to your site, when they go to your Amazon Kindle page, and they see your name will be linked. It's actually linked, and if they click on that, on your name, that's how they get to this central page. There's a, even if you're not doing a lot of social networking, there is a social network that's called Goodreads, just like it sounds, R-E-A-D-S, that is very, very popular, very well thought of, and I'll just say sort of the Cadillac of social places online for readers and writers and authors to meet. And the reason you would want to join it is because once your book, again, is published on Amazon Kindle and you have that link, because the link actually goes to your Amazon page where you see the cover and the title, you can set up your author profile in Goodreads and create that so people can see that you actually have a book. And then there's all these different discussion groups, and you can even schedule an event, you know, online event, where you talk about your book. And this, I actually am not an expert on Goodreads, but I've done enough research to know that it is the one site, network, if you will, that you should take some time to learn about as an author. Okay, credibility. Credibility. Well, number one, credibility is this is not a free PDF download from your site. It's an actual ebook, and it's published on Kindle. So I basically just gave you the very, very specific steps you need in order to be a credible author, which is you go to Amazon, you'll find all the links, and you sign up for KDP, which is Kindle Direct Publishing, to publish your book. Your second step, and that's all quite obvious, you'll see through the links. Your second step is to then, and this is a second step, join something called KDP, that's for Kindle Direct Publishing, KDP Select, which means that you're giving Amazon the exclusive right to publish your ebook for 90 days. That means you cannot also at the same time launch your book for Nook, you know, via BN.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or Kobo or some of the others. This is not a big deal because Amazon is the gorilla, and there's a free Kindle app, if you will, for every possible device. So basically, if you publish to Kindle, people can read your book anywhere. But you give them the exclusive right, and in exchange, they let you set the price of your book. Well, you can set it for $2.99 or $3.99, $4.99. Probably wouldn't go much higher than $7.99. But they let you do a promotion with a slash across your price. And then what you see underneath is 0.00, in other words, $0. So they see it as it has a price, it has a value, but slashed out, it's this $0 promotion, and you're allowed 5 days of that in each 90-day period. Don't ask me how they came up with that. I have no idea. It's not enough, frankly, and you don't have to do them all at once. So I think you're going to get where I'm going here, which is, what you do is you get all organized, and when you're ready to launch and start selling your book, you take advantage of the promotion, and you make sure you tell everybody, and that's when you can get hundreds of downloads of your book, even as an unknown author, if you use some clever ways to tell people about it. Let's see what else. You know, I'm looking at these slides are basically bullet points from the Module 5, and I don't know how helpful they are when you're listening, but credibility. You know, some of this stuff, it just gets too detailed, and I don't want to take up all the time here. Let me look at the time. It's 4:14. Let me you. I have more sort of details I can tell you, but it's probably easier for you to read them. Rob and Joanne, what else? I was going to talk about using beta readers as a way to get reviews.
Do you have us muted or something? Is that the story?
I did a minute ago. Yeah, it's just better for the recording so that the woman can transcribe it. But so
okay, one question yet, then I'll hold. Okay.
Okay. So the biggest factors for credibility are a great title, professional editing, proofreading, don't forget it, cover design, and professional formatting. And for some reason, and again, that's all on the page, people like to skip some of these steps. And it's the one thing that makes you look completely credible and makes people never think for a second about whether or not your book is self-published is when they go to your Amazon Kindle page, everything is spelled correctly, the cover looks terrific, it pops, it looks professional, the title is intriguing, you know, it answers, hints at an answer to whatever their business problem is, which is why they're interested, which is why they're there. And remember, they can't see inside your book except for that sample. So anyway, if they do the free sample, you want to make sure that's letter perfect and no typos. Because there's nothing that will ruin your credibility faster than a couple typos. Let's see. Okay, for shareability, this is actually, I think, very relevant for you all. If you time the launch of your ebook, and say it's 2 months from now or 3 months or 4 months from now, to a live event, think about it. Say you're presenting at a conference and you tell people, you know, I've just published my ebook to Kindle and, you know, here's the title, or you can give them the link, but even if you just give them the title and your name on your slide, say you're speaking, and you say, you go and say to them, go there today. Again, a live event, you know, where you have people sitting across from you in an audience, and it costs $1 for the next, it costs $0 for the next couple of days. That is a way you can, again, prompt tens or hundreds of downloads. And because of the way Amazon's algorithm works, it's not like you're not selling hundreds of thousands, but, you know, hundreds. That can put you, sort of catapult you into what's called a category bestseller. And that happened to a beta author a couple of months ago. And he wrote about software, basically. He wrote about the new version of Office, which sounds pretty dreary, but he made it into a story, and it's great. And he was at the big SharePoint conference in Las Vegas, huge conference. He was one of the presenters. He's a CTO of a company here in D.C. Told people about it. He got hundreds of downloads, and it became a category bestseller in something called software development. You know what I mean by category bestseller? When you look, if you scroll down an Amazon page and you look at the category the book is in, and there's an overall category that's something like computers and internet, and then below that it's software and then software development and so forth. So whatever's at the end of the line is still a category, and it's not that difficult to become a bestseller in a category. Because everyone wants to have a best-selling book, and you can still say it's a bestseller. What else can you do? A press release. And I recommend a service, PR Web, which is absolutely terrific. They can even help you write the press release. And remember, in the press release, you're going to have a link that's going to go back to your book website, which is why you really need that website, so you can capture people's emails and interact with them in whatever way you've decided you want to interact with your reader. And, of course, in addition to a live event, if you are active on Facebook, or if you started to think about it, or LinkedIn, or Twitter, that's where you tell everyone about the $0 promotion, and then people retweet it, and they tell other people about it, and there's a tremendous sort of word of mouth effect there. And that is what social media is really good for, because, of course, it's a link that you're spreading around, which is really easy to do online. You know, I'll stop there, because a lot of this is, I don't want to call it technical, but it's sort of these details of things you can do. But these are very practical, I think, and don't mean that you have to have a following of tens of thousands. And you guys, go ahead. Were there any questions you had in your own head, even without looking at the module, or that just don't make any sense from what I've said, or a glaring hole that I've left out?
So just to be clear, when you're saying to try and get a lot of people to see it while it's free, the primary benefit is if you can get enough hits to be in the bestseller category?
Well, I mean, I'm very reluctant to sort of peg anything to making your ebook a bestseller, because these are very serious, you know, business topics. And so you will have a niche audience. But the primary reason is what you want to do with your ebook is by making it a book and putting it up on Amazon, you are a published author. And what do you want to do? You want to get that book, okay, it's an ebook, but you want to get that book into as many people's hands as possible, because that's how you're handing it out here, 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 and here. And what's the easiest way to get people to, quote, buy your book? Price it at $0. So whether or not it becomes a category bestseller, what you're doing is you are literally, you know, with this huge engine of Amazon promoting it at $0, getting it onto dozens, but more likely hundreds, possibly 1,000 readers, so that people are, all those people out there you don't know are saying, oh yeah, oh gee, Rob Moran, yeah, he's an expert on governance. And then Rob, if inside your book you have a link to a page on your current website or a new page for the book, they would see that because that'll be front and center, probably in the first few pages of the book, and they would click on that. Maybe they're reading the book on their iPad, and go to your website, and there again start the interaction with you that will hopefully lead to them becoming a customer.
Super. That's my goal.
Right. If you're not in a consulting field, so you're not particularly looking for customers,
then you're just getting credibility. So you are establishing yourself as a thought leader and an expert, and maybe in your email signature, are you allowed to put stuff in your email signature at DuPont? I mean, can you put like a little, can you do HTML? Can you do a little thumbnail of the book cover?
Don't know the answer to that one.
And if you can't do that, I'm sure you can put, even if it's text, you can put the link, you know, my new book.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if the book, obviously, if your book is long enough, if it's, you know, 70, 80, 100 pages, you can get it printed by a print on demand using most likely CreateSpace, which is a company owned by Amazon. But that's a whole other sort of phase, and I don't sort of ask people to think about that in the beginning, because the most important thing is to figure out what the book is, write the best book possible, get it edited, proofread, the cover design. You still need to do all that anyway, by the way, for either a hardcover or softcover book. So when you work with a professional cover designer, you tell them, you know, I'm starting out with an ebook, so I just need that thumbnail, that cover thumbnail. But while you're at it, and by the way, the professional ones will do this, while you're at it, please make me a spine and a back cover. So then you can sort of see what the reception to your book is, and you can revise it slightly if you want to. You do need to get another designer to design the interior pages. None of this has to be that expensive, and there are tons of people that do this now. And then you end up with literally a file. It ultimately ends up being a PDF file. And you upload that to the back end of Amazon if you're using CreateSpace. They only do paperbacks, but they can be pretty darn nice looking if you have a great cover and it's well designed inside. And then Amazon does what's called print on demand, meaning you can buy some yourself, of course. See if you can just have what you want, have a stack of 10 or 20 or 50. And otherwise, anyone else who comes along can buy your book as an ebook, or they can buy the printed book. But that's